This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. This is Marketplace Money from APM. Look out your window, folks. It is summertime. Have you made your holiday plans yet? Well, I certainly hope so, because it's getting awfully pricey to fly anywhere these days. Fuel costs are driving up ticket prices, and of course, there are all those fees. The latest of those, courtesy of Spirit and Allegiant Airlines, both charging $35 per bag for overhead bin space. $35 for a carry-on. Well, David Parker Brown wrote a defense of those fees for AirlineReporter.com, and he's here to tell us why. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So I loved the title of this article, Why Wouldn't Allegiant and Spirit Continue to Fee Passengers When It Works? And indeed, it seems like over the years, we're pretty much willing to pay.
That's correct. It seems like a lot of passengers get really upset when these new fees are announced. Yet airlines are making a lot of money off them. And when airlines see that they're successful from other airlines, why wouldn't they want to add fees of their own?
Is this because they're essentially trying to keep airfares as low as possible? And then we seem to be willing to go ahead and pay for food and all the other little luxuries that, well, I guess we call them little luxuries now.
Right. And really, you see the ultra low cost carriers like Allegiant and Spirit, where really their business model is to provide the lowest base fare possible and really have a la carte pricing for food, drinks, checked bags. And now we're seeing carry-on bags that are being charged a fee as well.
Right. But it certainly seems like this would not be a move that endears you to your customers.
Well, it's really, I think Allegiant and Spirit have tried to really market this as a way to give passengers options.
Yeah.
And instead, it really has come across like, here's an airline that's trying to nickel and dime you to death. Where the options come in is that if I'm a passenger and I don't care about food, I don't care about a drink, I don't need a carry-on bag, because if you still have your carry-on that fits under the seat in front of you, it's still free, then I can get from point A to point B extremely cheap. And that's where this really comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And where if I have maybe an older legacy carrier, we go back 5-7 years ago, I had this ticket. It didn't matter if I wanted food or if I wanted a checked-in bag. I'm going to be paying for all that stuff even if I'm not using it.
So we really kind of like this whole a la carte idea.
I think in theory, yes. And even when I sit here and talk to you about it, I like it. But yes, it is annoying when I go out and fly and
right.
I maybe forget at times and I have to break out my wallet and pay an extra $25 for a bag.
Yeah, we hoot and holler up front and then we just kind of forget about it and go ahead and pay it and then we complain while we pay it.
Right, exactly. And then we go back and still fly in the same airline,
right.
Even though we say we're never going to again.
You have to wonder if ultimately they'll extend this whole idea. I mean, you know, the amount of fuel that is used directly correlates to the weight of cargo. So should tickets be based on our weight? Could you opt out of the life jacket? Could we have paid toilets?
This whole concept of weight equals money is huge. And manufacturers like Boeing and Airbus are spending a lot of money researching how to make their planes lighter, where at the same time, airlines are looking at, you know, can they do with seats?
Yeah.
We hear a lot of jokes about, you know, fees for oxygen masks, fees for seatbelts.
Right.
I really don't see that coming. Most of the legacy carriers have made a promise to Congress that they're not going to charge for things like carry-on bags. But I wouldn't be surprised that, you know, maybe someday an airline is going to try to charge a passenger by overall weight. Weight of the passenger, weight of their belongings, weight of everything they're bringing on them, and charge them per pound to fly them from point A to point B.
Well, and I suppose we'll hoot and holler when that happens, and then we will just pay.
That's correct.
Yep. All right. David Parker Brown is with AirlineReporter.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.